Hey, and welcome to the Crosspoint Church Podcast. We are a church that is for the city in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We are passionate about helping people become fully devoted followers of Jesus. So, if you're just joining us for the first time, we would love for you to check out our website, thecrosspointchurch.ca. There you can find ways to connect with us and see what's happening at Crosspoint. Now, let's listen to this week's Sunday message.
Good evening, friends. Thanks for making time and space to join us as we celebrate Christmas. My name is Mike. I'm part of the pastoral team here. We are glad to be able to celebrate Christmas with you. I'm a guy who loves the winter season. I love all the activities that go with winter season, times to be outside doing all sorts of things like skiing and snowboarding. Snowmobiling is one of my favorite things. One of my favorite things to do is to be able to snowmobile in the backcountry in the mountains. Over the years, I've had lots of opportunity to explore great places. As you can see on a picture behind me, these are me and some friends that we were in BC, where we used to live. Snowmobiling by Fisher Peak. If you've ever been in Cranbrook, it's the tallest mountain there, and you see it from everywhere, and we were able to explore in those places. One of the neat things about snowmobiling, especially in the backcountry, is that you can go places that most people have never been. And the opportunity to explore untouched snow with friends is such a great opportunity until it isn't. A few years ago, I was out snowmobiling with some friends of mine. We were snowmobiling in some mountains just behind our house where we lived in southeast BC, and we were having a great day. Untouched snow, nobody else around. The day was going well. We were climbing mountains over top of ridgelines, down into valleys, working our way behind the Fernie ski hill and navigating all sorts of great places. We found ourselves in this one little creek draw. So the mountain kind of comes down as the creek runs down. There was untouched snow, and we were doing a thing they call high marking. The idea is that you're trying to make a higher mark on the mountain than your friends. And as we were going, each one taking a turn, it was my turn to go, and off I went up this creek draw, and I was making a mark, and I thought, man, my machine is running awesome. This is great. I'm going to set the mark. My friends aren't going to beat it. It is going to be so good. And then it wasn't good. There was a pop, a familiar pop for me when I had that snowmobile because it went through engines. And all of a sudden, my snowmobile came to a screeching stop. The engine went on me. And as I sat there one moment thinking, how am I going to tell my wife that I need another engine? Thinking that conversation probably wouldn't go very well, I sat for a moment in my sorrow, and then I began to think, okay, there's two ways to get out of here. The first one is with a helicopter. That is an expensive ride, about $2,000 at the time, probably $2,500 to $3,000 today. I thought, you know, she's probably not going to approve that either. So then option two is hoping that you've got some really good friends that will help you find your way out. And this is what you'll see in the picture behind me. My friends and I flipped the skis around and the snowmobile, put my track on his tunnel, and we said we're going to make our way out of this hole and find our way home. The challenge with that is that we had covered a lot of terrain, some easy to get through, some really steep and difficult. And so we started off on our journey back towards our trucks where we had parked at the bottom of the mountain, and the first couple of hills were easy to get over, but then we realized there were some really steep sections that we had come down, and it wasn't going to get up on the back of my friend's snowmobile. So there we were, hand-bombing the snow machine inch by inch up the hill, pushing, pulling, and dragging it. It was a little disappointing and disheartening as we spent hours trying to get the snowmobile up to the top of the hill. As we were getting near the top of where we had crested over the side of the mountain, the game plan was, okay, if we get enough momentum going, the hills ahead of us are small, we'll just keep going and get the snowmobile over the crest and working our way down the hill. But the thing is, it is winter. And as you know, darkness sets in early in winter. And that's exactly what had happened. Darkness was setting in around us, and while we were working, we had the lights of the other snowmobiles, and this was a great idea. My friends and I got the snowmobile moving, got some momentum going on the back of this other snowmobile, and off they went to get the snowmobile over the hill. As they went, they made a turn through some trees and over a ridgeline, and they disappeared. And all of a sudden, I found myself in complete darkness. Like darkness with no moon, there are no street lights, there was no ambient light around, it was complete and utter darkness. It was a little disorientating. a little intimidating, thinking that you are by yourself in the middle of the mountains and nobody else is around you, unsure where to go and what to do. Now, we might not find ourselves in those kind of situations in the world that we live in. We live in a city and there is light everywhere all around us, just about at all times. But I think at times we can watch the world around us and it can feel like darkness sets in. It can feel like darkness is growing darker each and every day. We watch the nightly news and we hear stories of war and conflict. We experience grief and pain and loss, this uncertainty that's in front of us, the inflation that's around us, and we feel like things around us are continually getting darker. The truth of the matter is that this isn't anything that is new. Generations before us experienced similar things, looking at the world around them, recognizing that there is darkness in the world that we live. And it is actually something that we see played out throughout the scriptures as people navigated and lived life. There is a darkness that sets in all around. Over the last number of weeks at Crosspoint, we've been working through our Advent series, and we've been looking at the passage from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, speaking into a group of people and into a time in history that there was darkness all around. There was great political upheaval in the country. Civil war was on the verge of breaking out. There were tensions, trials, and hardships. And into those places and into that darkness, Isaiah speaks these words. He says, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." I can imagine the people that heard this from the prophet Isaiah as he spoke these words, they could say, you know, I really like the last part of that passage where it talks about, you know, we would have this mighty God, this wonderful counselor, this everlasting father, this prince of peace. Those sound really good. But the way it's going to come is through a child? Is that really how this is going to work out? We're looking for a triumphant king. We're looking one to come and overthrow the rulers of the day. We're looking for one to come and establish a kingdom. And I don't quite think it's going to happen through a child. When I was sitting on the mountaintop after my friends had left me and toured off to try and get my sled to the other side of the hill, and I was sitting in this darkness, I began to think and wonder, should I just stay here and hope my friends can find me in the darkness? Maybe they'll remember how to get back to the spot and be able to pick me up. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll just work my own way out of here. I'll start to walk down the path in order to get this snowmobile over the hill. We had gone back and forth with the other sleds that were with us, back and forth to try and build a path to get out. I thought, you know, it's going to be easy. I'm going to stand on and walk on this hardened path. Everything else around me was just fresh, deep, fluffy snow. I'll just walk on this hardened path. It'll be easy, not a problem at all. I don't know about you, if you've ever tried to walk down a path in complete darkness. At times, it is pretty hard to stay on that path. And soon after I started walking, I found myself falling off of this path into deep, deep snow. Snow so deep that you actually couldn't push yourself out because there was no bottom to it. So you tend to swim yourself out of this snow to get back to the path, rolling around looking like a beached whale at times. But I would find myself back on the path and be like, okay, I've got it this time. I know what I need to feel for. I know what I can do. I can't see my feet, but I'm going to make it. And soon I'd find myself off the path once again. I think we do that in life. I think we do that in our circumstances and our situations at times. We try and make it in our own strength and our own ability. You know what? I'm going to bring my own light into this world. It's a pretty dark place. You know, if I just have more, have the right stuff, maybe have the right relationship, if I make enough money, if I can just say it enough times, it's going to manifest itself and show up in this world, I will make light enter in. And yet often what happens is that we place our hope in the things of the world that we read about that rust and spoil and fade, that leave us disappointed and disillusioned and discouraged. The things we have hoped might bring light and happiness and joy to our world and our experience actually leave us disappointed and discouraged. And yet into that very darkness, into those very places, we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah saying, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." It's the promise of the good news of great joy that we've gathered to celebrate, to recognize the birth of Christ, the one who enters in, the one who fulfills the words that were spoken throughout the scriptures, saying he will make a way. The one who fulfills the words that we read about in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, as an angel of the Lord is talking to Joseph, kind of like we saw displayed for us this evening. An angel of the Lord says to Joseph, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child with her is conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message that was spoken through the prophet. Look, a virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The promise that gets spoken into dark places of the gift of God given for us is the gift of Emmanuel, God with us. In a world that tries to tell us if we just work harder, do more, maybe just suck it up, pull up your bootstraps, keep on going on, keep doing it yourself in your own strength and your own ability, you can figure it out into this place. Speaks the words of the prophet Isaiah that says, "I will send you one who will be everlasting Father, mighty God, Prince of Peace. I will send you one who will be light that will break into dark places, offering you hope, bringing you forgiveness, that you would experience life that is full and abundant. Not something you have to do in your own strength and your own ability or with your own capacity, but as one who breaks in, one who brings light, one who illuminates those dark places, in those places where we see and experience God at work in us." Jesus spoke about this as he was talking to the crowds. We read in John chapter 12, Jesus was trying to encourage them and call them to follow after him and experience life that he is offering them. It says this in John 12. It says, Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but God who sent me. For when you see me, you're seeing the one who sent me, and I have come as a light in the dark world so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." The promise of God given for us that we celebrate in this Christmas season is the promise of light breaking into dark places. Light breaking in where things seem bleak and overwhelming, where we experience trials and hardships and difficulties. We have a one who comes to say, "I am God with you, inviting you to experience life with me." The world around us tells us, just work harder. Just do more, have more, be more. Then you will be able to see light and experience joy and the fullness. And yet in those places where disappointment and discouragement come, trials and hardships are experienced, Jesus comes with a promise fulfilled. The one who is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, light breaking into dark places. When a world around us feels like it's getting darker and darker, we see a light that breaks in. And see, Jesus doesn't just say, "I hope you can find the light, I hope you can get it and maybe achieve it, maybe if you have enough, or maybe if you have the right relationship, or to get the right title, get the right material possessions, then you will have the light." No, he says, "I am the light." Speaks about it in John chapter 8. He says, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." And therein lies the promise. In a world where we experience darkness that can feel like it's getting darker, where places where it feels like hopelessness abounds, where hurt and pain, grief and loss can all be part of our experiences. As we come to this moment and this place, we can be overwhelmed with our circumstances and our situations. And into this place, God comes with flesh on. Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God making a way as light in dark places, inviting us to experience life that is full and whole, inviting us to experience hope and healing, inviting us to experience peace and joy and love that is made possible and manifest through the birth of Christ as God's gift given for us. And so tonight we gather to celebrate that, to remind one another of that, that in dark places where there feels like there's darkness all around, light breaks in and it offers us hope and life and a way forward. Tonight we gather together to celebrate, to recognize, to lift up the name of Jesus, celebrating the gift given to us, a picture of God's love lavishly displayed for us that we would know his grace and his mercy. Tonight we were going to light, what we light is the last candle in our Advent wreath, and it is the Christ candle. It is a reminder, a physical representation of the light breaking into dark places. And as the work, what we are going to do as we finish off our service is that we are going to share the light of Christ with each and every one of us. And it will be a picture of God's light breaking into dark places. And as we receive not just the candlelight that we will share with one another, we also receive an invitation to receive Christ in our lives. The one who says, I have a way for you to walk, that I will be light in dark places for you, that I will offer you hope and healing and peace and joy that is found in him and through him. So not only are we receiving a candlelight, we're being offered the opportunity to receive Christ and his grace for you, that you would know and experience life that is full and abundant. And so we're going to have the team come, and they're going to lead us in a song. And as they lead us in a song, we're going to share this light of Christ with one another, for one another, as light breaking into dark places, reminding us of the one who has come, fulfilling the promises of his Father, that we would know and experience life that is full and abundant. So I'm going to pass the candle. Parents, this is an opportunity for you to crack those glow sticks for your kids. One little tip, candle etiquette, as we share the candle so they don't get wax everywhere. Once you have your candle lit, I encourage you to hold it straight up. The person beside you that has an unlit candle, they're the ones that get to turn theirs sideways and light their candle. And we will pass this around the room. And then I'll get back up here and we'll finish off our time together and give you instructions as we blow this out and carry on with the rest of our evening. But for now, we share the light of Christ, light breaking into dark places, offering us hope and grace and mercy, offering us a new way of living, offering us life found in him and through him.
As we sing the song, I invite you all to stand up and sing with us.
Come with us.
candles have lit up dark spaces. My prayer for you is that you would receive the goodness and grace of Jesus, the gift of the Father, his love lavishly poured out for us, the good news of great joy that is Emmanuel, God with us, that as we leave from here, that he walks with you, and that he would be your light in dark places, that you would experience hope and peace and love and joy that is made possible in and through Christ, and that he would light up your life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we can blow out our candles. So put your hand in front and give it a light blow. Two quick things before we send you off. It has been so great to have you with us tonight, making time and space to celebrate the birth of Christ. We'd love to have you join us in January as we continue our sermon series called Mountain Teachings, exploring Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Second thing, on the card that you would have found on a seat by you, there is an invitation to join us at Alpha. If you've got questions about faith and life and Jesus, we would love to engage with you in an 11-week course, Thursday night, 6 o'clock here at the church. You can sign up through the QR code on the front of that card, and we would love to have you come and join us as we explore questions of faith and life. Thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks for taking time and space to gather together as we celebrate good news of great joy. The gift of Emmanuel. Be blessed. Have a great night. Merry Christmas.
Hey, and welcome back. Thanks for listening to this Sunday's message. We hope that we've helped you in your spiritual journey and that you're drawing closer to God. At Crosspoint, we gather on Sundays at 10 a.m. in Northeast Edmonton and throughout the week in something we love to call home groups. Home groups are encouraging and transformational communities for people just like you. We believe that the journey of faith is done together. So we hope that you'll connect with us at thecrosspointchurch.ca. Now, let me remind you of who you are. You are the people of God, called by God into his redemptive mission in the world. So be who you are.